Foretaste of the Future, Reading Revelation in Light of God's Mission, written by Dean Fleming, read by Craig Davis. To my students at Asia-Pacific Nazarene Theological Seminary, European Nazarene College, and Mid-America Nazarene University, who over the years have inspired me to read and teach Scripture more faithfully. Introduction. Reimagining Revelation. He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Revelation 21:5, NIV. Like many of you, I've had a love-hate relationship with the book of Revelation. Frankly, Revelation and I got off to a rocky start. I grew up in an American evangelical church culture that read the visions in Revelation as a kind of screenplay for the end times. Prophecy experts came to my church and, with aid of their impressive charts, explained step by step how the future would play out. My youth group watched a movie that vividly portrayed the horror of what it would be like to be left behind on earth during the Great Tribulation after true believers had been raptured to heaven. It really scared me. As a college student, I read Hal Lindsey's The Late Great Planet Earth, which tried to cross-reference the images in Revelation with then-current events, especially in the Middle East, speculating that the events leading up to the end of the world might occur during the 1980s. It's worth noting that some interpreters of Revelation still follow this method of deciphering Revelation's message. As I write these words, well-meaning Christian bloggers speculate on whether the coronavirus pandemic unlocks the meaning of Revelation's symbol of a pale horseman unleashing lethal pestilence on the earth, Revelation 6:8. Although I largely bought into this script of the end times approach to interpreting Revelation, it was the only one I knew, I struggled to fathom how the prophecy experts could be so certain that this means this. All of this left me with two fundamental responses to Revelation: confusion and fear. Not surprisingly, I see the same reactions to the apocalypse in my students today. Some of them have come under the influence of the wildly popular Left Behind series of Christian fiction books and the four action movies that they spawned. Others know little about Revelation, except that it is supposed to predict the future. One student pictured Revelation as the elephant in the room in his Christian life. Like the proverbial elephant, it's there. It's uncomfortable. But we ignore it. Even as a pastor and later a teacher of the Bible, I largely avoided the book of Revelation. It was too violent, too depressing, too hard to understand. Instead, I left it mainly to the experts to try to figure out the meaning of this baffling book. In effect, I did what many Christians do when...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?